Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Look at this. What a week we've had. It feels like he's already been president for a month. He's gotten so much done. It's so exciting. Hey, Tammy, how are you? I'm glad to see you. You're muted. That's okay. Yes, I'm glad that you're here with me. And so we're going to have a great time, you guys. We are doing our study number 12 on end times and 1,000 years of peace. It's the end times for the criminal cabal, right, everybody? It's the end times for them and not for us. So I hope you guys have done your homework, and I hope you're really enjoying the study. For those of you who are new, we always look at the current events in the light of God's Word, and bottom line is this is the end for them and the beginning of 1,000 years of golden age for us. We've only been saying that for the past 7 years, and now it's so exciting that President Trump is saying the same thing. All right, so Tammy, did you do your homework?
I did.
I know you have. I know you have. This is your second time through.
So for at least.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Because she also helps me do my proofreading for the book. So she's been through it and over and over and over. So, yeah, she's been doing her homework for a long time. But, yeah, this is the reason I wrote this study guide. And I'm going to try to use the Socratic method. I'm terrible at that. But I need to try to do it where I ask you guys questions. And I was hoping it would be more, you know, I could hear, you know, but we've got a little delay, whatever. But anyway, I've tried to make sure that we have the study guide so that you can go through this on your own. This is what my hope is that you guys are doing. On your own, you're going through the study guide yourself and you're thinking through all these things because it took me a long time to get my head around all this. And it's one thing for you to hear me say it. It's another thing entirely for you to actually do it yourself. So that's why I say that. And the one that doesn't have the answers is called End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace for Beginners. This one right here. And so the other one here that's got the answer key, you can, you know, get, but just make sure that you're doing the homework one first. If you have missed some of them, you can go on freedomforce.live. Freedomforce.live. I'm going to pop my little website name on the top. You can see freedomforce.live, and you can go to the videos page right here, playlist, and search for End Times Group Bible Study. Now, we've got two of them on there. Like, why do you have two? Because before we weren't doing it live. We did a group. We had like five of our buddies on there with us. And so we did 23 studies there. And so you can watch those or you can watch the ones here that say live End Times Group Bible Study and kind of catch up with us if you haven't done that so far. Okay. Let's get started, and we're going to pray first, and I think that's Oh, don't forget to hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button. Oh, you know what I'm going to ask you also to do, you guys, is would you please make a note to go after we get finished, and maybe, Tammy, you can remind me to remind them to go and do a review. I really appreciate you guys doing reviews of the books, but we haven't really done that for these yet. Like the main book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, has like 3,500. So thank you so much for doing that. And the other books have some. If you have read the other books, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, a lot of folks have read that one so too. So that one's got 1,100. If you guys can do that, that would be so great. Put also on this one here, This is Biblical. That only has 353. So go put reviews as well as on the study guide, and that brings it up in the algorithm so more people can see it. It's just such great news. We want everyone to know the wonderful truth about end times. And we're going to, just like I said, we're going to get started on chapter 12 today. And let's still go ahead and pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you are the King of the world. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you that you've let us be your great, part of your great army, that you've awakened us, and that you have allowed us to live to see this a beautiful, amazing day when your kingdom truly does come and you are assuming your role and you've come to reign on this earth, and that we will rule and reign with you on this earth. Lord, I thank you for what has happened this week, our wonderful President Trump getting inaugurated, and all the things that are happening being set right. So, so exciting for us to see. We've been praying for so long and fighting for so long, and we're just ready to see everything just coming together. And we praise you. Lord, as we study, just speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, help us to understand the truth and so clearly so that we can help others who have been led into this fear-mongering. And so we just ask you to be with us now as we study. Thank you for our battalion. I pray your blessing on each one of them. I pray you'd strengthen them and in their inner man, that they would all be just have this armor on and understand that they are part of your great army and that you are leading us and that you are you guide us every minute of every day. You've protected us and you provided for us. And we just praise you and thank you for what you are doing and your faithfulness. In your great name we pray, King Jesus. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Love you. Yes, I'm so happy to all my wonderful patriot songstress. What a great thing to be alive in this day, an absolute honor. It surely is. All right. Yes. So let's get started. Chapter 12 is on the trumpet blasts. Okay, let me make it a little bit bigger. I want to make sure you guys can see it pretty well. And this one was, for those of you who don't know this, I had, when all these things were congealing in my mind, and I was doing videos about it long ago, a lot of things had come together, and I said, you guys, should I put this all in a book? Because I had however many videos at that point about it. And so everybody said, yes, definitely. We need to put it all in a concise location in a book. And so I was doing it. Well, at that time, I had understood the 666 and I knew what the mark of the beast was. And I knew, about the Great Awakening, just so many different things, but I did not understand the trumpet blasts. And even still, sometimes you can fall back into the old way of thinking because it looks like these angels are coming to destroy the earth. And that is clearly not what they're doing. The angels are warning us. They're telling us. They're blasting into our ears. This is what's going on. This is what is happening. This is what the bad guys have been doing to you. All right. I see Tammy just went mute again. As you may have puppy dogs who are being, or you have puppies who are being loud. All right. So you can go ahead and, let's go ahead and get started. But that's the main thing, that understand that it sounds, when we read these verses, it's going to sound like the angels are coming to destroy us. And they're not. That is not what's happening. Okay. All right. So would you start with let the decoding begin, Miss Tammy? Okay. Oh, and I'm so sorry. I've just went right past where I wanted you to read. Right there.
Okay. So let the decoding begin. Here's my favorite key to understanding these difficult passages in the book of Revelation. Read the end first. I actually didn't use this trick to discover the truth about the trumpets, but I realize now that I should have. Take a look at the seventh angel trumpet blast. It's way over in Revelation chapter 11. Of course, the chapters were not inserted until long after John penned the Revelation.
Yes. Here's the seventh. Yes, that's great. Yeah, so before you read that, just to understand, so there are seven trumps. I love how, it calls it trump. Don't tell me this isn't biblical, right, what we're experiencing. Anyway, and boy, is Trump, President Trump is a huge trumpet, isn't he? He blasts out the truth constantly and daily. Anyway, especially this week, it's been a blast the whole time. Anyway, so what happens is, if you search, you might not have realized this, chapter 8, of course, the chapters were not there when the Bible verse was, when John first wrote this. So chapter 8 and chapter 9 have all these trumpet blasts. Okay, chop one, trumpet one, trumpet two, trumpet three, whatever. But trumpet seven is way over in Revelation chapter 11. It's like, what? Why is it way over there? Well, because it's not written like chapters back in the day. But anyway, the point is, when you realize that seventh trumpet is about our Lord Jesus, as I was just praying, thank you that you've assumed your role and you've come to reign. When you realize that he is bringing his kingdom to earth and he's finally assumed his role, that's the final trumpet blast. That's the final wonderful truth that's being blasted out. It's very, very obviously very, very exciting. So you realize that's what the angels are doing. They're shouting out, they're blasting out the truth. Okay, I see you're muted. I'll read this next one because I bet you've got puppy dogs. All right, so
I can read. It's okay.
okay.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
So, then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices shouting in heaven. The world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. The 24 elders sitting on their thrones before God fell with their faces to the ground and worshiped him. And they said, "We give thanks to you, Lord God, the Almighty, the one who is and who always was, for now you have assumed your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were filled with wrath, but now the time of your wrath has come. It is time to judge the dead and reward your servants, the prophets, as well as your holy people, and all who fear your name, from the least to the greatest. It is time to destroy all who have caused destruction on the earth."
Oh, I just love that passage. I love that passage. And the way I think of it is where it says, like verse 17, good old verse 17, it says, "You for now you've assumed your great power and have begun to reign." All these years we know our Lord Jesus has been the king. He was born the king. And he's the king of the world. It's like, why does it not look like he's ruling this world? Why is the world so messed up and so topsy-turvy and so much evil going on? And when you talk to unbelievers, that's their first thing is like, well, if there's a God, why is this world in such a terrible shape? Well, he told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to rule the earth. And they didn't do it. They didn't, they screwed up big time. And but he didn't change his plan. He says, "I want you guys to rule this earth with me, but this is not, not to let this, the satanic forces rule it." Unfortunately, they let Satan in, and Satan has really done a number on the world for a long, long, long time. But he says, "Okay, then plan B," which maybe was plan A all the whole time, but because God knew that Adam and Eve were going to sin. But bottom line, it was going to be okay. We're going to fill the earth with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. As I've read, of course, that verse many times from Joel chapter 2. And what is that going to take? It's going to take a long, long time to get everyone ready to do this. And even still, look around. People are like, it's just so, hard for us to go to really think of ruling and reigning, and really taking ownership and taking dominion of this world. But anyway, so in verse 17 it says you've assumed your great power. Finally, finally, finally. They're just so happy because everyone has just suffered unbelievably for so long under the boot of the satanic criminal cabal, whether you're going to call it the New World Order or whatever kingdom you called it back in the day. Anyway, so they're so excited that this is happening, and they're looking forward to this day when they're going to, see what we're actually witnessing. And he says, it's finally time to judge these creeps. It's finally time to judge the dead and reward your servants, the prophets. Judge the evildoers and reward God's people. How awesome is that? All right. So that's how excited they are. And so this was in, again, Revelation 11, where it's the seventh trumpet. So what is the seventh and final trumpet blast? Go ahead, Miss
Yeah.
Tammy.
Oh, that's okay. That's when he assumes his role as king of the world and begins
Yes.
being on earth.
Yes.
17. That's funny.
Yes. Isn't that great? I love that. I love that. Yeah, these numbers do. Yeah. It's not, it's none of these numbers of these verses are coincidence. Anyway, and so on number two, so who is unhappy about that?
The bad guys. The New World Order.
Right.
And all the people that think they're in control right now.
Right. And they are unhappy because they know that they are going to be punished for what they've done.
Your time
As
is short.
And as it says in that verse, in this, what it says, the time of your wrath has come. It's time to let's see, it's time to judge the dead. Okay? It's time to for the to bring judgment on them. But who's happy? Of course we are.
Oh, us, yes, those who
Yes.
love God, yes.
Yes.
We've
And
been waiting for this.
yes. And those who fear his name, to respect his name, honor his name, and so and also to get these rewards. And really the biggest reward is that we'll have the earth filled with the knowledge of the Lord. We'll have, the peace on earth, and what a reward it's going to be. And wealth and health and, no more chronic disease, just going to be amazing. So this is what's going on. So that's the seven. Again, I'm fast forwarding to the seventh trumpet, so you can see the angels are clearly not trying to destroy the world. Okay, so that's why I'm making putting the seventh one first. All right, here's a great clue on what the angels are doing with these trumpet blasts. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Trumpets are used throughout the Bible, all throughout God's word. Sorry about this. Okay. I'm just struggling with this mouse. And I just replaced I may have to get a whole new mouse because this, I just changed the battery thinking that was it, but it's still a jumping around. Anyway, trumpets are used throughout God's word. List some occasions, you guys in the chat, list some occasions in the Bible when trumpets were used. You got some, anybody? Tammy can, since you're my, you can be my
Oh,
student.
sure. And in the interim.
Right?
So there, I would say the walls of Jericho.
Yes. Yes.
Let's see. Probably, and I have during the Feast of Trumpets,
Yes. Yes.
they gather people together, and then
Yes.
they do it before battles.
Yes.
They blow the trumpets to get the warriors to battle.
Right.
And when Gideon destroyed the
Yep.
Midianites,
Yep.
let's see.
Yep. There you go. Songbird saying Jericho. Yep.
Okay.
And leading the
Yep.
armies. Yep. And the Feast of Trumpets, right? They would call everyone together every year. That's this year was, October, basically October 7th, which, when actually a year ago, that was the Feast of Trumpets. So yeah, this is what they do. What the Lord has told us to do all these years. If you remember, the trumpets were blasted at Jericho, and that's what caused the walls to come down. All these walls of deception. Think of walls of evil protecting all the evil system, the walls that have protected the evil entertainment or the evil media or all these evil things that have been going on. So these trumpet blasts have been used all throughout God's word, and that's what's really so biblical, really, about our wonderful president being named Trump. I mean, this is just like so biblical, you can't even miss it. The thing is, we in the modern church has really not talked about these things as much. And so that's why it's so important for us to be in the Word. And I'm so glad that we have been in the Word since the very beginning. And so, the New Year's resolution is to be in the Word, read the Word as much as you possibly can. All right. So, what was the purpose of the Feast of Trumpets again? What was that in Leviticus 23?
Okay, well, the for the people to gather the people for the year celebration, for repentance and for
Yes,
heart.
yes. So that's the main reason they come together is for everyone to get right with each other, get right with the Lord. If there's something that they need to resolve, you need to get it done. You have 10 days until the Day of Atonement. Say, look, we got to get this straight, get it sorted out with the Lord. If there's anything we need to repent of, let's do it immediately. And so that when you would hear the trumpet blasting, you would know, okay, it's everybody's gathering together. They didn't have, social media back in the day. That was the social media. Really, trumpets are, and that's what we do every day, right? I'm posting as fast as I go. Whenever I see something, I put it out there for you guys to share. Tammy puts it out there on X, and Colleen's putting it out on Truth Social. We're putting it on Getter. The other Tammy. So we're putting it out everywhere we can to get the truth out, and that's really what the purpose is, to gather everyone and to to everyone to get on the same page with the Lord. All right, number six, imagine you're sound asleep. Someone blasts the trumpet in your ears. What's going to happen?
You will wake up.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I just see that I misspelled that word. All right, so, yes, that will definitely wake you up. And that's what's so great for us. Still, don't y'all wonder sometimes, like, how is it that some people are still asleep after all this time? It's just still shocking to me. Because it's like I hear this trumpet in my ears so loud every day. I think that people are under a spell, really. It's a satanic spell that tries to muffle with all the busyness and the, you know, all the other things going on in the world. And when you're struggling to, you know, just keep it together and raising your kids or whatever it is, it's hard to listen. So it's really important that we take the time to listen to the Lord. Yes, she's on X. I guess you're on X. What I was meaning before, Tammy is on, and you're welcome. You could share your, if you want to, in the chat, you know, your X, Tammy, if you want to. But what she does, I don't know if you guys knew this, Tammy takes the posts that I put on Telegram and she pops them over onto X. So we're trying to be everywhere. You know, Colleen pops them over onto Truth Social and our other Tammy puts them over onto Getter. We're just trying to blast this truth out everywhere. That's what I was meaning by that. All right. So that's what's going to happen. When you have this trumpet blast with the angels blasting all this in our ears, that's when you're going to have the Great Awakening. That's what it is. That's what we have. Now, number seven, notice Revelation 8:1, there was a silence in heaven for half an hour before the trumpet blasts began. Okay. So, what do you think was happening there? Read that at Revelation 8:1, Miss Tammy.
When the Lamb broke the seventh seal on the scroll, there was silence throughout the heaven for about half an hour.
Right. Right. Does anybody have an idea why in the world? You know, it's like, come on, let's get this show on the road. But they did not do this immediately. Half an hour is, you know, is there time in heaven? I don't think they have a clock in heaven. It's more of a brief period that you would say, look, we're going to stop everything. We're just going to stop. Yeah. So we're going to just sit. And I think that they knew. Our forefathers who are there with the angels, with all the saints who've gone before, the God's, when I say saints, it's just all God's people who've gone before, they know what we're up against. More, to be honest, they probably know better than we do. And then they're praying for us, in my opinion. I think that's what they're doing. What do you think, Tammy?
I think they're praying for us. Yeah. We're not fighting just people, we're fighting evil.
Right, and they know. Yeah, they knew it was go time. It was go time. And it was, you know, all these, you know, for eons, whatever, we've, you know, been fighting a battle, but not really the Battle of Armageddon. And before this great awakening happens, because they knew, God's word clearly says that as soon as the Lord would awaken us, that we would join together to fight. I mean, this is just so cool that we are part of this. It's just the Lord has allowed us to live in this day on earth. He awakened us and we have joined in this army. You really will forever have to pinch yourself. Really. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they knew that it was go time. It was going to be a big, big, you know, big battle. And we didn't know what it was going to be. We didn't know about the COVID and, you know, that nightmare and all the different things that they have pulled. But we knew it was not going to be easy. We just didn't know what it was going to be. And so, yeah, so they were, I think that they were just saying, let's just pray. And silently. They know this is not a game, that we're fighting demons. All right. So that's the very first thing that happens in Revelation 8:1. Now, would you please read number 8 for us, which is about the incense?
Yes, I was thinking of the fires and Trump called him out on it saying, you know, the trees are still alive. You know, What's up with the fire? So it's he.
Right.
There's more going
Exactly.
on.
That he's a trumpet. He's been
Yeah.
blasting a lot of trumpet blasts.
A lot
This
of truths.
yesterday was a big lots of trumpet blasts. Yeah. Really exciting.
Yes, I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and they were given seven trumpets. Then another angel with a gold incense burner came and stood at the altar, and a great amount of incense was given to him to mix with the prayers of God's people as an offering on the gold altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, mixed with the prayers of God's holy people, ascended up to God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. Then the angel filled the incense burner with fire from the altar and threw it down upon the earth. And thunder crashed, lightning flashed, and there was a terrible earthquake.
There you go. All right. So the seven angels, they were given seven trumpets, and they're going to go and wake us up. You might not have seen an angel, but you might not have heard a trumpet, but you heard the truth that they blasted into your ears. And we hear it every day, that we just continually learn more and more and get better understanding. And so this incense is on the altar. Again, this is very symbolic. So, what does this incense represent? That they're mixing with our prayers. The smoke of the incense ascended to God, mixed with the prayers, ascended up to God. You want to say, Tammy?
Oh, sanctifying our prayers.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You had given an example. Do you want me to read the verse?
Please. This is
Oh,
from Romans
okay.
8:26.
Yes. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words.
Yes. The picture is of that we have our prayers that we just the best we understand that we pray, right? But the wonderful thing is the Holy Spirit sanctifies our prayers. He makes our prayers, not that your prayers aren't, it's not that your prayers aren't worthy. It's not about that. It's that you don't know, and I don't know all the full picture all the time. But the Lord knows all the whole thing. And he knows that, from our heart, we're trying to pray for his kingdom to come. And we might be praying for this or that. But the bottom line is the Holy Spirit knows, and he brings them up before God in the right way. That it's all, I'm not saying that very well, but anyway, the prayers are just the perfect offering before the Lord. And once the Holy Spirit takes over. And takes them and fixes them. Our prayers, I guess, need fixing because we have our weaknesses that we just don't see everything the way God sees it. All right. That smoke of the incense mixed with the prayers of God's people ascended up to God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. Then the angel filled the incense burner with fire from the altar and threw it down upon the earth, and thunder crashed and lightning flashed and there was a terrible earthquake. Okay, so why? And this sounds so terrifying. Well, you remember how guys have been talking about imprecatory psalms, imprecatory prayers. We don't always really pray that way. Lord, bring down the evildoers. Bring your judgment down on the evildoers. And especially when we didn't even know who the evildoers were, and we just didn't understand. But the Lord is basically taking the prayers where we're heartbroken about what's going on in Gaza, or we're heartbroken about what's going on with the fires in California, or what happened in North Carolina, or COVID, or whatever. All the different things we're like, Lord, save us from. And He knows who's doing this and what's going on, and He takes it to bring down this judgment, to turn it to where it's going to stop the evil. Does that make sense? Does that help? So I think that's what really we're seeing in this passage in Roman, I'm sorry, Revelation 8:2-5. The Lord takes our prayers and turns them into what it's going to take to cleanse the earth of the evil and to bring his kingdom into earth. Okay, for the meek to inherit the earth. All right. If anybody has any thoughts of that, yeah, Holy Spirit tweaks our prayers as they come to the throne of God. Yes, Jenya Franklin. Thank you. Yes. He is yes, praying for our eyes to be open. We don't know it all, but God takes our prayers to account in correct manner to God. Thanks, Songbird. Yes, it makes it pleasing to God. Yes, Marge. Yes. Yes, and he does more than we can ask or imagine. Yes, thank you, Lord, gives us the ability to pray, but also we just know that our prayers are sanctified by the Holy Spirit. All right, number 9. Before we attempt to decode what each of the trumpet blasts represents, what is the purpose of the trumpet blasts?
Wake us up.
Yeah.
Wake up humanity.
Yeah.
Call us battle.
Right. Just like back in the day. Just mm-hmm. like back in the day. Yes. The trumpets are awakening humanity not only to the horrifying abject evil, but to specifically who is responsible for the crimes against humanity. Okay, so we got the who, and also as you just said, to bring us to battle. It's not enough to just know, right? It's we have to be in the battle. All right. So let me see if I can fix that too. I keep saying little boo-boos. All right. All right. Now, the next thing is question number 10. Let me move it down a little bit if I can get the... Nope. This mouse. All right. Read number 10, please.
Okay. In verse 7, we get the first clue as to who has been inflicting the suffering on humanity. Revelation 8:7, the first angel blew his trumpet, and hell and fire mixed with blood were thrown down on earth. One third of the earth was set on fire. One third of the trees were burned, and all the green grass was burned. The 33s did it.
Yes, right. I say that after every trumpet blast so that it'll remind you that the angels are pointing the finger. When it says a third of this and a third of that and a third of the other, he's pointing to the 33 degrees. Okay, that's where the 11, question number 11 is one third is obviously 33%, right? And so 33 degrees points us to, 33%, points mm-hmm. us to 33 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have learned, and of course that comes from the angels that fell with Satan, the one third that fell with him, mm-hmm. all right, and so and rebelled against the Lord. All right, so 33 degrees, of course, points us to
secret societies that are working against us.
Right, right. And mm-hmm. all this time, we were thinking, oh, these organizations are so good, and a lot of the people maybe they're just useful idiots. They don't realize the whole big picture. But the ones who are at the top, the ones who are the controllers of these organizations, they know, and they're pulling all the strings so that it'll be used for evil. Okay, so that's really what we have unfortunately, had to come to grips with, that we can't trust these organizations. And again, I'm not calling out every person who's part of these organizations, but it's the ones who are at the top. And each person, the Lord is going to be able to. He knows who's naughty and who's nice. He knows who's really been working for humanity and ones who've been working against humanity. All right. Interesting little factoid that happened today. Yes, Marge Mosley says 33.3% of Lucifer's angels that followed Lucifer out of heaven. Yes, exactly. That's the symbolism there. It's those who have followed with Satan. So the 33s are satanic, and that's why when we get to the 666, you realize, oh, that's us, that we are the 666. And mm-hmm. It says it needs wisdom. Revelation 13 says to figure out the 666 symbolism needs great wisdom. You've got to realize they can't be both the 33 and the 666, right? And so the point is, when you've got the 666, why do they flash up all this 666 symbolism? Well, of course, first of all, because they've hijacked the symbolism, but also because they are saying, this is what we're going to do to destroy the 666. We're going to destroy righteous humanity. So the righteous are represented by the 66% and the evildoers by the 33%. All right. So, but in the other little factoid I was going to say is I found out that Biden was just inducted into the Black Masonic Lodge. Isn't that interesting? An interesting timing, and yeah, that was very, very strange. That just new news came out today. All right, so could you read that next passage right there in number 14?
Okay, to answer the following questions, what might each of these angel trumpet blasts represent? So I put my thoughts in the book in Times in a Thousand Years of Peace, but there are likely a wide range of possibilities for each because their destruction has been so immense.
All right. So what might each trumpet blast represent? So we'll read over them, but sometimes it's not as much about decoding what it is as much as it is just they're waking us up on a wide array of things. Just think about everything that you have learned since you woke up. I mean, it's so vast. He's not trying to, he's doing a lot of symbolism here, but we're not trying to list everything you're gonna learn. All right. So, the first angel trumpet, number 15. Let me see if we get to this one. Okay. So the first angel trumpet, I need to actually, okay, that which one was that? Did we read that one yet? Where's
No,
the
15 is all living things, great and small,
Uh-oh, I
that
need to
are.
add that in here. Somehow that verse didn't get in here, huh?
I don't see it.
I don't
Yeah.
see it. Okay, I need to add that verse. Heavens. All right, so the first angel trumpet, go ahead and read it out for us if you don't mind.
Okay. The first verse, I don't have the verse
Okay, I
in
can
here.
pull it up. I can pull it up on
Okay.
BibleGateway.com.
Okay.
All right, I'll just do it like this. Revelation.
And this part is kind of a little review, right? Because we were 1 in 7. What did we do earlier? Another study.
Okay, first angel, yeah, this one right here. The first
Okay.
angel blew his trumpet, and hail and
Okay.
fire. Okay, so we okay, that one was the one there was a little we had before. Okay, so this is
Yeah.
all these
Oh, yeah.
ways.
It was back here.
Okay, so that one was
Okay.
we
Yeah.
already
It
did the
was.
angel.
Yeah. We
So what
did
did
it.
that represent when it talks about a third of the earth and a third of the trees and a third of the grass it burned? It sounds terrifying. It sounds like what's going on in California. Okay. But what is it symbolically representing? What is this that's it's on fire?
I think all things great and small, we're under attack.
Yep.
We're by the New World Order Antichrist.
Right. Exactly. And that's the first thing that you have to get from the angels. It's a hard pill to swallow. Just imagine, you remember the back in the day when you thought the media was actually good and telling the truth, and you thought, Hollywood was about entertainment, and you thought, education was to help people to get educated, and then when you realized it's all being used for evil, that's a tough pill to swallow. And I guess that's why a lot of people don't swallow it. They just don't want to think that that's what's happening. It's a hard pill. Let's just be honest, it is. So anyway, but the earth, of humanity, the trees, the green grass, it just think of all of humanity, great, small, worldwide. It's not about physical trees. Okay, think of it as humanity. Okay, that's what I think. If anyone else has any other thoughts on that or ideas on that, let me know. But I really do think that that's what it's talking about. And the angels are just saying, look, they're just trying to burn it all to the ground. They're just trying to, they hate God's creation. They hate humanity. They hate the earth. They hate everything that God made. And remember how the Lord said He made it and it was all very good? They hate everything the Lord made, and they hate what all He has made that's very good. All right. Now we'll go to the second. And maybe that's why the verse wasn't in there. But anyway, the second angel trumpet. Let me go back to this page. The second angel trumpet there in Revelation 8, 8 and 9, please.
You want me to read that
Yep.
first? Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea. One third of the water in the sea became blood. One third of all things living in the sea died, and one third of all the ships on the sea were destroyed. 33 did it, yes.
Right, again, with the 33s. The 33s are doing it. Right. Go ahead.
It's the second trumpet lets us know that it's finally being exposed before the world.
Yeah.
These things are happening. So they've taken over the sea of commerce, and so we all suffer.
Right. And
We're
so
all.
again, we are just remembering that the angels are blasting the truth out at us, saying this is what's going on. They have taken over. That not only do they hate humanity, they want to destroy everything and destroy the people, they actually have they now have control over the commerce, so that basically, there's the haves and the have-nothings. I mean, that's what they've done, and they're burning it. So but basically, so it doesn't help us; it just helps them, puts them in a financial position of power over us. So basically, they're taking it off of themselves, whether it's whatever it is, and that's their crimes, and that was a big red pill moment for each one of us when we realized that all the business is rigged. It's all been rigged. They control the stock market. They control all the big businesses, and have left us, to become just their slaves. All right. And we have suffered. All right. Now, the next one is the third angel. What else is the angel going to tell us? Verses 10 through 11, Miss Tammy.
Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from the sky, burning like a torch. It fell on one third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star was Bitterness. It made one third of the water bitter, and many people died from drinking the bitter water.
Yeah. 33s did it, right? Angels are telling us. And they're telling us here. What are they telling us here, Miss Tammy?
It poisoned our source of life. I mean, we need water. So they're
Right.
poisoning our waters. They're making us really sick, and we're not able to think clearly. Obviously,
Exactly. Exactly. It affects that have right not only our longevity, but also just while we're here, if we can think our way out of a paper bag to even think about how to, not only provide for ourselves, but also to even think about fighting back against them, right? So this again, the angels are blasting, okay, y'all, they're trying to kill you with the food and the water and the air. And that was a tough pill to swallow. That's a tough one, right, guys? And it's so hard to, no one wants to think that. They want to think that, that they're working for your good, and that's why they're bringing you out a wonderful vaccine, and that's why so many people took the jab. But I remember last week we were talking about that the Lord sealed us. He said, I need these people to live. I need these people to live. So I need them to be around so they can fight, and so they need to be able to listen and, hear from me and take that warning and not take the jab. Take the angel warning. So it's as tough as it has been to learn this truth, it's protected us, right? The Lord has protected us. Okay, that star was name was Bitterness. They put bitterness, and it was, what is it also called, gall in another version. Anyway, in the water to make the water bitter. It's not bitter tasting. Might taste fine, but it's going to make you sick, and you maybe not even realize you're sick, except that you start to have, like a lot of the in my opinion, a lot of the depression, a lot of the these things that are so strange, the autism, just all these different things are from what they have put into us with the jabs and the water and the air and all this. There's so many people are having so many neurological problems with the anxiety and depression and all that. It's just our nervous system is not made for that. It's so I talk about this on my channel, on my website, freedomforce.live. Go over there if you haven't seen it before, about how to cleanse your water every day. And there's a little tester in the zero water pitcher you can get. And when you test it every time, it's just, like whatever, weekly or so, and you can make sure that you are getting zero dissolved solids in your water. And the whole reason I did that was because I began to get so dizzy I couldn't function. So I really, began to realize that they're poisoning the water, and I needed to take serious action. Even your ice, you guys, your ice should be clear, absolutely clear. Don't put it in your body if it's not clear. Just whatever you put in your body, just ask the Lord to guide you. And then over on my website, freedomforce.live, right over here, when you go here and you scroll to the links, the Melly's Health links, all these things are about how you can avoid all the things that the third angel is trying to warn us about. I have lots of ways that you can detox and ways that if you've got this in your body, which we all do, how you can get it out. All right. So anyway, definitely check that out. Now we've got the fourth angel. Okay. Another is coming at us. Come on, bring it to us, angel number four. Go ahead.
Then the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and one third of the sun was struck, and one third of the moon, and one third of the stars, and they became dark. And one third of the day was dark, and also one third of the night. 33s.
33. Who did it? 33s. The 33s did it. Yes. All right. So what do you think that represents?
Oh, things like the chemtrails, and actually even studying the stars. They did it in the years past. We've not looked at the stars to know signs that have kind of hid it from us. It's made it more or less less obvious to us today.
Right.
The things going on up there.
Yep. But they were letting us know. They're hiding these things from you. They're hiding the truth from you. They're, they've caused you to be afraid to look at the stars. They've, just covered up God's creation. Yeah. And so, also just the poisoning of the air. And that they didn't want us to see the signs. Now, some people, who cares? What does that matter? Well, it has been pretty important, because when I saw, and I've been studying the sign of the Son of Man, first of all, this one is so important. If you go to my website, freedomforce.live, and you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see this is the sign of the Son of Man that our Lord Jesus told us to watch for. It says, appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and 12 stars on her head. She was being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. I never knew anything about that. This was all hidden from me. And then when I woke up and I realized, hey, this has actually literally happened September 23rd, 2017. Why have they never told us about this? Okay. And then when I found out, when I'm reading in the Old Testament, it calls this the woman in labor. 18 times, a lot of times it says it's the woman in labor. And it says when they see this sign right here, they'll be in great panic. And this was the sign the Lord gave us. They didn't want us to ever see this. They didn't want us to know that there would be a day when the Lord would rescue us. And actually, for those of you who are Catholic, this is in the Rosary. At the very end of the Rosary, it has this amazing Revelation 12, 1 and 2 sign. They knew. Whoever wrote the Rosary knew that there would be a day. You go round and round and round, like with the Rosary, go round and round and round. And then one day, the Lord would have his kingdom come to earth. When humanity was ready, when we would have enough people here to wake up. So this is an amazing thing that the Lord set up for us. And then when I saw, you might think, even if I don't see the sign, well, whatever, it's not that big of a deal. Well, it must be a pretty big deal, because the Lord says he put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years. He put them here for us, just like the wise men saw the Bethlehem star and they saw that Jesus was born. They actually went over there. Now, but when I saw Beyonce at the Grammys enacting this very thing. I have that in the book too, if you haven't seen that. She's enacting that. Go back and you can find the Grammys. And she's enacting this very sign. And she's saying she's the queen of heaven. And they thought this was a sign for them. This was a sign when they were going to finally take complete control over humanity. That this is important. This is important. The enemy has hijacked all these things. They are trying to use them for evil, but the Lord put them in there for us. So I really do think that the angels were telling us, look, they're going to try to cover all this stuff up. They're going to try to cover all this stuff up and just use it for themselves. But this is, the Lord is not, he wants us to know. Bottom line, he wants us to know. All right. So here we've been going for 48 minutes. Do you want to, I guess we can go a little bit more. I don't know. Tammy and I were wondering.
It's a long chapter. It is.
Right. It's a long chapter. Well, it's got 46 questions and we are on, let's just go ahead and do this one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do the fifth trumpet. I think we've got time to do that one. I think we're so far so good, right? This is not too much. I don't want everybody to be like, okay, my mind is reeling. I think it all makes sense, though. Anyway, so that was the fourth trumpet. The fourth trumpet was blasting out that the truth is about the sun, moon, and stars. He's trying to help us understand when the Lord gave us signs in the heavens for this day and to watch for that. All right. Now, the fifth trumpet. Ready for the fifth trumpet, you guys? The fifth trumpet, I know, isn't this cool? This is so cool. The fifth trumpet is also called the first terror or the first woe. Okay, and different, like I think the King James calls it a woe, or in the New Living Translation, it calls it the first terror. Okay, so we're going to have seven trumpets. When you get to the fifth trumpet, the fifth, sixth, and seventh are terrors. Mm-hmm. But it's not a terror, you know, it's a terror for them, really. Because all of this, we've been terrorized long enough. Humanity has been. The thing that's terrorizing them is that they realize we're awake. We get it, we're fighting back. And they're in great panic. As I said before, when they see the woman in labor, they'll be in great panic and they're in great terror. So I don't want you to take this fear on yourself. Know that the Lord is doing this to save humanity. Okay. All right. So read for us the fifth trumpet, Miss Tammy. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger if I can. I just feel like it's so small.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Then I looked and I heard a single eagle crying loudly as it flew through the air. Terror, terror, terror to all who belong to this world because of what will happen when the last three angels blow their trumpets.
Right, right. So don't be, I don't want y'all to be worried, because just, we know that all of this, all that we've seen that's gone on for the past 7 years has been to awaken humanity. And we know that the end result is to set us free. But it's going to be daunting. Let's just be honest. It's been something else. All right. So then, what does it say? And that's the end of chapter 8. And so, remember when John wrote this, there were no chapter divisions back in the day. So Revelation 9:1, start with that. Revelation 9:1-3. Go ahead.
Okay. Then the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star had fallen to earth from the sky, and he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. When he opened it, smoke poured out as though from a huge furnace, and the sunlight and air turned back from the smoke. Then locusts came from the smoke and descended on the earth, and they were given power to sting like scorpions.
All right. Again, okay, if you're not looking at this in the way that I'm telling, this is freaky. This will scare you to pieces. Like, what in the world is going to happen? There's going to be scorpions. And I've heard, it's going to be like stinger missiles. And you hear all kinds of stuff. It's obviously symbolic language. But, look at back what we've already seen. The angels are awakening humanity that they're trying to destroy the earth, that they're poisoning the water and the food and the air and the vaccines. They're hiding all this truth from us. So what's going to happen next? They're going to fight back. And that's what this is about. This is the ones who are fighting back against us, right? They're like, now that they're awake, we're going to have to, just bring everything we can to bear against them. Okay. So what is this? This smoke poured out is through a hot furnace, a huge furnace, and the sunlight and air turned dark from the smoke. Think of just opening up the pits of hell, you guys, and bringing out all these demons. Now, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying, think of just every lie, every deception, every trick, evil scheme that they can come up with. Just like what they did on January 6th, lying about patriots. I mean, it's just straight from the pits of hell. The COVID, literally to try to kill humanity, straight from the pits of hell, right? All this is, and the constant lying from the mainstream media. That's why President Trump knew we've got to fight. We've got to call out this group as fake news. And he just said this morning, I think it was at 1 a.m., he attacked and pretty much finished off CNN and MSNBC, saying their numbers are in the tank. No one's listening because they're just fake news. So this is that we had to come out of that. 7 years ago, we were pretty much all following them and believing them, and now hardly anyone does. Praise the Lord.
They were in every airport.
Oh, my mercy. You couldn't get away from it. Yeah.
Couldn't even leave home without them.
Exactly. They're everywhere. Exactly. And now people are like, turn that stuff off, right? So that's what this picture is in Revelation 9, 1 through 3, that they're using everything to all their systems that they're in, whether it's government, Hollywood, media, education, whatever it is, to bring out all this lies and deception and attack us, okay? We know that. We know that they've done that. All right. After the fifth angel trumpet, there was a command given to the locusts. Revelation 9:4. Read that one for me.
They were told not to harm the grass or plants or trees, but only the people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Can
Right.
we keep going?
Right. So, they were told not to harm the grass or plants or trees, but only the people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And so the honest truth is, right? I'll just ask this question. What's one of the hugest blessings of having the seal of God on our foreheads?
We are protected.
Yeah.
We are chosen to battle this, and we will win.
Yes. And that we've been able to see through it.
Through it,
We've been able
oh.
to see through the COVID, the jab, all these lies that most people, you'll tell them something and they just can't hear it.
The biggest thing I hear is, well, this can't be happening until we have tribulation. And I'm like, what have you been through?
I know. The brainwashing is real, and that's why I'm so appreciate you guys sharing this. And if you don't forget to like right now, hit the like button. It's so important that we share this information because most people just don't. They are have been so brainwashed into expecting to escape, right? And it's really been they've done a number on the church. I just never would have expected the church to be sleeping through all this, but that's just what it is. Anyway, but it's a huge blessing that we've been able to see through it, and so we have not been sucked into all this. Now, sometimes you'll hear something and it'll kind of hit you hard. You're like, wait, what is that? But as we pray, the Lord's always, isn't this true, guys? He's always guided us through and given us the answer so that we are at peace and we just stay in the battle fighting. And we're not falling victim to what so many people have fallen victim to, whether it's this hoax or that hoax or the Russia or any of these things. So yeah, they can't harm us because we've been sealed. We've been sealed. And so whatever lies they come out with, you're like within short order, we dispatch them, don't we? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, read number 21 for me. Uh-oh, you're muted, hon.
Sorry. Revelation 9, 5 through 11 has one of the strangest depiction of our enemy's power, if our enemy ever. I put my thoughts in the book that these locusts are fake news. What do you think?
All right. Let me move it up a little bit and see if I can get it where everyone can see this right here and they can read along. Okay, this is Revelation 9, verses 5 through 11. This is one of the wildest things. Actually, let me read this one because this is wild. This one's wild. And so I want you guys to think with me. If you guys think, I think it's fake news. I think this is talking about a picture of fake news. Revelation 9, chapter 9, verse 5. They were told not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months with pain like the pain of a scorpion sting. Okay. So if that doesn't sound like the fake news, I don't know what does. The tort they it's watching fake news is like a torture chamber. It really is. They lie so much, and it's a torture. It's like pain from a scorpion sting. And you look at people who are sitting there listening to the fake news, and you're like, don't listen to this. It's going to cause you all this pain, and it's just a pack of lies. And coming out of that deception is it's almost impossible. It's so hard to come out of it. It takes a miracle of the Lord. So these scorpions, these stinging things, okay, they're going to come and sting. Again, it's don't think of a physical sting. Think of the mainstream. I think it's the mainstream media. In those days, people will seek death but will not find it. They will long to die, but the death will flee from them. And I really do think the Lord has just given humanity I'm really surprised that more people have not. I gotta be honest. I'm surprised more people have not ended it after all that we've been through. Thankfully, the Lord has given us humanity strength to overcome and to be able to withstand. And with all that we've been through, and we're still here. We're still here. So, and the Lord has given us, and as his army, he's given us supernatural strength. He really has. Anyway, so those horses look like the locusts look like horses prepared for battle. They had what looked like gold crowns on their heads, and their faces looked like human faces. They had hair like women's hair and teeth like the teeth of a lion. They wore armor made of iron, and their wings roared like an army of chariots rushing into battle. They had tails that stung like scorpions, and for 5 months they had the power to torment people. Their king is the angel from that bottomless pit. The one I was telling you about earlier, opened up that bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer. There you go. There's the passage, Revelation chapter 9, 5 through 11. All right, so we're going to go through some of these questions and see if we can come to the grips of to grips with what these things are. What could Revelation 9, 5 through 6 mean? Anybody want to say? Miss Tammy's here, so she'll tell us.
It's a torture chamber of lies. So
Right.
I guess we're using the word stinging. They're getting us with deception. They have been given a short period of time to do it, and so I think we're coming to, that's always my hope in this thing
I think so too. That we're it's cl coming to a close.
it's they've had their moment. I hate to say the word "his" with your best shot. I just don't
Right.
want to do it. But
Right.
that's kind of what they're doing now, is trying to hit us with everything they can.
Right. It isn't working anymore.
It isn't working anymore. They've attacked our chicken farms. They've attacked our farmlands. They've attacked our train stations. They've attacked land, Hawaii, North Carolina,
Right.
California.
Right.
And it's soon to come. It's for a period of time, and it will end soon.
Right. President Trump said this morning, he says, wow, Rachel Maddow has horrible ratings. She'll be off the air very soon. MSNBC is close to death. CNN has reached the bottom. This is a good thing. They are the enemy of the people. So he's calling them out that it's just the lies. And that's what they've been able to do for a period of time. They've been able to lie, but it doesn't work anymore. No one's listening to them anymore. So yeah, that's great. Thoughts on these locusts being prepared for battle?
Well, I don't know. Those that are still listening to him, I guess I feel like that's it, a battlefield. I don't know.
But we've been told.
After, but
Go
I'm
ahead.
sorry. No, I was going to say we have to listen to what they're saying and not. I immediately now I just laugh. I just am not going to be tricked by what they say. Even I have family members who kind of get into the half lie. I'm going to go, no, don't listen to that at all.
Right.
That is, we
Exactly.
get sneaked back in constantly, but it's
Right.
fake news.
It's hard to it's hard because you have to there things that they're saying are happening. It's like it's hard to figure out, what's truly happening and what's not. Like the fires have been real, but the issue is who's behind it? Who's, and what are they doing and why? So, but I really do think that they get these talking points. And so it's like I was just looking up some information this morning, and everything I was seeing was identical words. I mean, it's specifically just like copied and pasted. And so it looks like it's coming from 100 different news sources, but it's all basically coming from the top. And they want to put it in their own, in their light, in their with their bent. Yeah.
They've been on it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they project what they're doing. They make it sound like the people are doing it. We're doing it, that we're the evil ones.
Right,
And they
right,
say it with such a straight face.
right, right. And so that's, we all have our own biases, right? But they have a certain bias, and it's always Trump is bad, and MAGA's bad, and all that. So, that's what we're just understanding that this is how they're prepared for battle every day, is. Get these are the talking points. Go out and pummel this at the people, just from every direction: radio, new TV, print media, everywhere. Okay, so
And
go ahead.
I was just going to say, and this time around, when Trump is answering them, he's calling them out. Before he was answering questions, but now he's saying, like, they were imprisoned wrongly. Look at the time. What happened in Washington? He's calling them out to the other side of the truth of what they're projecting on us.
Yes.
I'm
And
enjoying
then,
it.
yes, did you notice also, like yesterday, he started bringing out about it looks like a something hit California.
Right.
And so it's like I don't remember him saying things like that before.
Right, very, very
So,
direct.
right. So he's being much more, yeah. And yeah, it's been this ever since he took office, it's really, he's not holding back. He's really blasting out the truth so much. So this is so exciting. All right, so these locusts had heads of with whereas crowns like gold and faces like the face of men. What could that be?
Well, they think that they're, I don't know, royalty above us, elites, I don't know, they're demons.
Right. But they're wearing crowns,
I
right?
know they're looking,
That they think that,
but
oh, we're the ones who are in control.
right.
That's why it continually befuddles me to see, for example, Mayor Bass yesterday acting like she was the queen of the world, and this is what they shall not go back to their homes. I want to make sure that they're safe, and it's going to be, and President Trump was not having it at all, but she just thinks that she's wearing this golden crown. And she gets to tell everybody how it's going to be. The same thing on the media. They've said, oh, well, this is the truth. I mean, how dare you not believe what we say because we're the news. Anyway, so they have their faces that look like human faces. Well, I think he's kind of saying that these people are really not human. Some of these people have literally taken in demons. You can't lie like this unless you are. So now there are some people who are just. I know people are like on the media who are, especially like local media, who just are useful idiots who go and read what's on that teleprompter and they don't even think about what they're reading, and they aren't, they, I'm just here doing a job. So anyway, but that's what I believe the Golden Crowns is about. And also the faces like human faces, they look nice. They look, but they're not. They had hair like women's hair, like the media. They're so pretty, and they look the beautiful teeth. But these teeth are like a lion, and they will rip you to shreds. Yes, they're no exactly no compassion songbird. They will. They don't care if they would just upset everybody and get us all in a, the fear. They'd want everyone to be in fear. They want everyone to be just do whatever they say, and to believe the lies about January 6th. They want everyone to be under that spell, that hypnotic spell and that deception. Okay, they wore armor made of iron, and their wings roared like an army of chariots rushing into battle. So just imagine all of them, again, from every corner, radio, print, TV, all these different outlets, just all in concert, speaking the narrative of the New World Order. All right, so I think it's number 20. Are we on 26?
Think so.
Tails like scorpions and stings in their tails and power to hurt for 5 months. What do you think about that, Miss Tammy?
I still think it's a short period of time. They've been given a time to do what they do what they will, but they are
Right. Right.
they will lose.
Right. And that tail. It swings around, and you're thinking, this is what's so dangerous about watching the news. You think, oh, well, I can deal with it. Understand that they've opened the pits of hell, and you're listening to the lies of Satan, basically. It's what it's hard to hard. It takes a miracle to be able to overcome the lies, because Satan is the father of lies. He's really, really good at it. And it stings. You think everything's going fine. All of a sudden, that tail whips around and pow, it gets you. So yeah, that's why it's so great that we have all this alternative media, and we have our wonderful president to hear what he has to say, so we don't get sucked into that. All right, no matter, verse, question number 27, no matter what the symbols represent, we know their king is who?
Satan.
Yep. They call him Abaddon in Hebrew and Apollyon, the destroyer. Bottom line, it's Satan. And so it's so important that we don't listen to that. Okay. All right. The next thing is, okay, that fifth one was a woe. Okay. And so I think at this point is when we probably better stop. And then, what we'll do is for next week, because we're already at 1 hour, 10 minutes. So next week we'll start on the sixth angel trumpet. Okay, you guys? We'll do that one this next week, the sixth angel trumpet, and it's going to be the second woe, and we'll do a little bit of review before we get started. But basically, to finish up, you know, because I don't want to rush through about, you know, the horns of the altar and about this amazing vision. All right, and really what the trumpets are doing. All right, so does that make sense, everybody? What we've done so far, these trumpets are being used of the Lord to awaken us and not, of course, to destroy humanity. They are doing whatever they can to help us to be set free, all right? But understand this, that's this fifth one, this is this, they're telling us it's fake news. If you listen to them, you're going to get stung, you know. So all right. I think that's, good stuff. Thank you, Texas Ginger, for saying good stuff. I'm glad you guys are getting it. This one is a tough one because it sounds so daunting. And it takes a minute to wrap your head around, what are the angels really doing? They're trying to awaken us. And for those people that you know in your world, your family, your friends, who are not awake, these verses will scare them to pieces. But we don't have to be afraid of it because we know that the angels have awakened us because we're going to be set free. Amen? All right, I'm going to look and see if there are any questions. Songbird, put a little marker on any if there's any questions or thoughts that anybody wants to share with me, so I'll make sure to see them. If there's anything. Scorpion stings its victim and the poison dissolves the backbone. Ugh! Turning it to mush. That's the analogy. The sting turns people into weak and powerless. Thank you, P. Tinney. Yep. I think you're exactly right. And when that's a very good point, P. Tinney. When we don't fall victim to those lies, then we can stay strong and say, kiss my, you know what? We're out of here. We're not going to fall for your lies. We're not going to do what you say. We're going to have freedom. We're going to have our country back. We're going to have our wonderful president. And we're just not going to let them turn us into mush. Very good. Thank you, P. Tinney. Very good. Yes. Yes. And it can sting us mentally. Thank you, Songbird. It can. So that's why, we're talking about faith and how the Lord is rescuing us. And that's why it just continues to keep us strong and not to be filled with fear at all, ever. Okay. Yes. If there's anything else, just shout it out to me and point it out to me, Miss Songbird, if there's any other questions or thoughts that I need to share with everybody. I think that's it. Let's go ahead and pray. Would you pray for us? All right.
Okay, yes. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you have put on our hearts and minds today. And help those of us who maybe need another minute to kind of read back through, think about it, and understand where we are, wherever we are in this, that at some point we see everything it is you would have us to see. We know that there's a lot going on that the enemy has just blinded our eyes, and we ask that you open all eyes to see and hear what you have going on, and we look at today. We are here. We are surviving. Yes. We will. And we just ask, Lord, that any person here today that has doubts, that they continue to seek the truth, seek your will, continue to work with us, and come at peace, because you are God, you are the King, you are Master, and you will win. We know that.
Amen.
And
we
praise you, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. That's right. We're on the winning side, no doubt about it. All right, guys, I love you so much. Okay, so don't forget to keep studying. We're going to, like I said, next week we're going to finish up this passage, this chapter, because it's 46 questions in this chapter. This one's probably the the longest chapter we have in the book. Okay, don't forget, please do me a favor. Go to Amazon and please put in some reviews if you don't mind. That really, really helps it to get into this algorithm and so that people can see on all the books. I would really, really appreciate that, especially on the study guides. I want everyone to see because we only have 3 and 7 over there for that. So if you guys can do that for me. And if the Lord leads you to do this, and I've been doing this week, I've got a screenshot of some of the books on my phone. And so when I see people that are posting about end times and I realize that they want to know the truth, I pop a picture or a link to the book over in the comments so that they can go, oh, maybe this is something that would be helpful. Because the honest truth is I haven't seen any other books that really help people to understand the truth about end times. I haven't seen it. If it's out there, I haven't seen it. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, that would be so great. All right. I think that's everything. And I'll still see you guys tomorrow for our Sunday show. And is there anything else, Miss Tammy?
I'm just saying that when you have end times, you also add 1,000 years of peace. So when they're just looking at end times, sometimes they're thinking it's the whole bad picture they've been given.
Right. And exactly.
So, sometimes if we can help them put the two together, that is
right
for them and not for us.
Right. And 1,000 years of peace for us.
Peace for us.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Thank you so much. I'm so glad. And yeah, that you're sending your copies to your sister. That's awesome. Thanks, H. Clay. And also, you know, you can send on Amazon, you can send someone just the PDF, the ebook. And so maybe they'll be willing to look at that. So anyway, or you can also send them over to my website, freedomforce.live. There's all these videos over here under the videos. There's also the audiobooks are here. So anyway, whatever way you can help people to get the truth about it, and pray for us that, that we can get the truth out to people, because there's a lot of fear going on and we don't want anyone to have fear. We don't operate well under fear at all. All right, guys, I love you so much. And I guess that's it. We'll jet out of here, and I will talk to you later.
Later.